Jack Winning was chief draftsman at the DMR's central workshop. In the early 1970s, he was called upon to help solve another perplexing traffic management problem on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
At a conference, the traffic service people were talking about the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the fact that the access on certain parts of the bridge had to be changed to suit the morning and afternoon's peaks. And somebody made a remark, wouldn't it be good if we had a moving median? They said to me, they want a moving median. Do you think you could dream one up? And I became immediately interested and I dreamt one up. The idea came to me through a little child's toy snake, which was built in sometimes six sections. And when the kiddie pushed the snake, number one section would work on number two section and so on along the thing, and the thing could move. And that's how we got the thing to move from point A to point B. There was an electric motor which actuated a gearbox and shifted the first lot of wheels, and the other wheels just went along for the ride sort of thing. I had doubts whether I was doing it the right way, and that's why we built models and we built an actual moving median strip which was 100 foot long out of timber at our carpenter shop up at the central workshop. And once it worked with the timber structure, my doubts started to diminish. And I became emotional, really, when it did work properly. Well, I was nearly in tears, really. I was so pleased that it worked.
Brendan White actually installed the movable medians on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
They're very effective, particularly required in a situation on the bridge where you've got a limited number of lanes. You don't have opportunities for opening and closing total areas, where sometimes you've got to use an area as a northbound area and then later on as a southbound area. They're excellent for that. But they're also excellent for traffic filtering, where if you want to control the volume of traffic going into a particular lane to get maximum efficiency out of the bridge, they're also used where they partially close a lane and cause a partial merge. So they tend to be very effective for that.